All right. So I'm a branding coach. I'm also a fitness expert. So what does that mean? Who has heard or thought about the term personal branding in their business? God, that's the most I've ever gotten. So I feel like the term personal branding is relatively new still. So my whole thing is, if you can figure out how to build a kick-ass brand, a personal brand, it doesn't matter what you're doing, what you're selling, you can make it work. Because you can go out there and you can create exposure. Exposure is demand. And when you have exposure and demand, you have money. But the big but, and the reason why I'm in business, is because if you are the most incredible practitioner, you have the most amazing website, all your stuff is on point, but if nobody knows about you, if nobody is following your Instagram, Twitter, you're hashtagging the crap out of everything, you don't even know why, you're like, refresh my follows. If nobody knows about you and nobody is going to your website, doesn't matter how amazing you are, sitting in the corner, sitting behind your computer, you're not going to make money. And then I propose, that's a habit. Right? That's a terrible habit. Right? So now you are in the habit of hobbies because you're not making money. So I want to talk about how to get you guys out there and how to get exposure, how to create demand, and how to do all that good stuff. Does that sound amazing? Right. So, the power of branding, how to grow your brand and business with free exposure and demand. My thing's not working here either, but I can do that. No, the computer, the screen, it's all good. It's all good. So, you are a brand. If you are sitting here and you are breathing, you are looking at me, you are a brand, and you have to be comfortable to step into that idea because people buy from brands, right? So if people buy from people they like, right? So it took me a long time to allow myself to go there, but I always use this example. Say I was to open up a cupcake shop and have those muffins at my cupcake shop, and that was my business, and I was going to go there and I was going to make it happen. I would have to figure out how to market my brand. I would have to figure out how people perceive me. How am I going to get people through the door? What is the experience going to be when they get there? You are a brand. You have to think about yourself in the same way, and you have to shamelessly promote that. That's something I always talk about. I tweeted something this morning. I said it's simple. Who's following me on Twitter? Thank you. I tweeted something this morning. I said it's simple. You have to figure out what the heck it is that you want to do. You have to be really, really good at it, and you have to shamelessly promote that. You have to allow yourself to shamelessly promote what you're really, really good at. It took me a long time to step into that. So the way that I've kind of figured it out is I'm multi-passionate. I like to do a lot of things, and I had this conversation earlier on with some girls. Thank you. So who's multi-passionate here? Got a ton of ideas. We're idea-making machines, right? Idea-making machines. All day and all night, we're up at night and we're thinking of things that we want to do, but yet nothing is really, we're putting out a whole bunch of bridges, but nothing is connecting on the other side. We're making way too many ideas. All you have to do, and what I'm going to show you how to do today, is brand yourself as someone who is amazing, someone who knows what the heck they're doing, similar to the conversation Lori had this morning. When you know who you are, when you know who should follow you, when you know who should buy from you, when you know what their problems are, when you know the solutions that you are providing for those people, then you can go out there and you can demand money. Let's change slides. So you are in complete control of how others perceive you and what you're going to be known for. When you decide to take control of this by branding, the doors of opportunities and demand will open. When you know what the heck it is that you're doing and you put it out there all the time, very strategically, shamelessly, opportunities will start knocking at your door. It is incredible. When I started putting myself out there, so that the homework that Lori gave you, who's going to get that done by tonight? All right, I'm going to assume that you guys are going to get that done. That was not enough hands at all. If you guys have that done and you can package that and you can come tomorrow, and you can say, hey, Steph, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is my business. This is how I serve people. If you guys can figure that much out today, that is your package. You have something now that you can kick out there to the world and demand attention. It's amazing because not everybody's doing that because they're stuck at step one. If you can today, by the end of this day, which is only Friday, figure that out, then you can step into the promoting yourself part. That's pretty freaking awesome. Then before you know it, You're going to get, you know, followers are actually going to start following you because you know why they're following you. People are going to start commenting. People are going to start subscribing to your mailing list. You know, sometimes free stuff starts showing up at your door. When I started this process, stuff was showing up at my door, and I was like, what the heck is happening? Clothing, supplements. I was like, holy crap. And then you just start to demand attention and exposure. And this is where we talk about sponsorships and all that stuff. I know not everybody wants this, so the stuff that I'm going to cover today can apply to anyone regardless of if you are a... Who's a solopreneur service provider? What the heck are you talking about? Who right now is 100% self-employed? Yes! Who right now who's working right now somewhere else but wants to be 100% self-employed? And who doesn't know what the heck it is that they want to do yet? Regardless of what you're doing, Andrew, regardless of where you're at in your business, you have to start putting yourself out there right now. There is no reason to start packaging yourself. There's no reason to start putting that perfect website up, putting those graphics up, putting a bow on it, because it never happens. You have to start putting yourself out there right now, because the quicker you can do that, the further ahead you will be in your business. The end game. The end game for all of us should be, regardless of what it is that you're doing and where you're at with your business right now, the end game should be a well-polished brand with clarity, strategy, presence, authority, influence, exposure, demand, raving fans, and profit. Wouldn't that be nice? Sounds so good. It's so possible. All right, so when this is all in place, fans, followers, customers, media, influencers will not be able to ignore you. Does this look really weird when I keep doing this? Or is it okay? It's like I'm grabbing it. Please. So I'm going to show you the step-by-step formula to generate massive traction for your brand and business. Today's agenda, I'm going to share with you my story, for those of you who don't know it, how I built my brand, where to start today with your brand, right? Where to start today, and my six-step system. I'm all about the step-by-steps. I'm all about, someone tells me what to do, I'll just go do it. But until someone tells me what to do, I'm really clouded, because I also am an idea-making machine. So if you tell me what to do, and you show them exactly how to do it, probably tell me when to do it by, maybe hold me accountable, I can get it done. And that's the beauty of events like this, because I am going to tell you what to do. And I'm going to suggest that you get stuff done by Sunday. And there's going to be a handful of people who are going to come to me Sunday, email me throughout the week, next week, and say, hey, Steph, I actually got this done, and these are results that I got. So I'm proposing that you guys should make a decision during this weekend to be action takers, because it's really cool to feel nice and to feel inspired and motivated. I am not a motivational speaker. If you guys want to look at me like, actually, you said, my buddy here said that after last year, he thought that I was angry. I'm like, oh my God, I just want everyone to hug me this year. Like, I don't want to be angry. Okay. I want you guys to be action takers. And the reason why I'm so passionate and so bold is because we make things to be so much more complicated than they really are. It's not this big of a deal. The stuff that I'm going to teach you, it's literally copy my stuff and go do it. So where I started, personal trainer. How many trainers do I have? Woo-hoo. Who remembers Extreme Fitness? Yeah. That's where it all began. The first job and the last job I've ever had. I was a personal trainer. There's probably about, I want to guess, 500 other personal trainers. I broke probably over 20K debt and credit cards. I wanted to... All I wanted to do was work out all day long, but I had to figure out how the heck was I going to make a living for myself. I'm half Dutch and half Chinese. Okay? I know. So weird. I know. My Dutch father is like, yeah, girl, live your passion. Go do this fitness thing. Work out. Personal trainer. So proud. My mom, my Asian mom, was like, cool. You're going to get your MBA while you go do this little fitness thing. Right? I knew in my head and I knew in my heart that I had to make a business out of this. I had to be a bigger deal. So I started to look for opportunities, and here's the first takeaway. I started to look for opportunities within my community where I could separate myself from the competition. I started to look for opportunities where I could elevate my brand. What organizations are having, you know, let me just walk you through them. It might make more sense. I knew that the fitness girls were coming to town because there was an advertisement for them on the radio. They were coming to town. Amazing. I went on the website. I found the director's name. I made a phone call. I said, hi, I'm a personal trainer in Toronto. I know the girls are coming to town. I would love to take them through a workout. I made a suggestion to add value. I would love to take them through a workout. How about I give them a talk on self body image, right? I provided value, I got the space, set everything up, and I made it happen. Same thing, Pussycat Dolls were coming to town. Same thing. I knew they were here promoting a fitness deal. At this point, I was a nobody. I'm not saying that I'm a somebody, but at this point, I was really a nobody. So I knew they were coming to town. So I said, hey, I have a space. I know you guys are promoting your fitness DVD. Conveniently, I have a connection at a gym, which I didn't have at the time, but I knew I was going to find. I can help you guys, right? Toronto Maple Leafs, same thing. Their camp, right? There's places out there where you can go right now, whether you are a business, a service provider, regardless of what it is you're doing, there's things that you can do to put yourself out there to gain access to exposure. Influencers. So I would put myself around the influencers. I know it's my peers that promote me. It's my peers that elevate me. So I would get my peers together and I would have think tank meetings, right? I would brainstorm with other professionals within my industry. There's things that your brain should be ticking. It's very simple. So the takeaway. Oh, sorry. Please hold. This is what's probably the biggest one. City TV. How did I get the fitness expert on City TV? I worked my ass off for free for 2 years, probably about 30 hours a week, for free. Sound awesome? Yeah, it was awesome, because I got multi-millions of dollars worth of free advertising exposure that little me could have never, ever, ever been able to afford while everybody thought I was crazy. So, as I was building up my brand at City TV, and I was getting on TV every single week, I was banking in the advertising dollars, I was selling those advertising dollars to my sponsors, and I was making money. So pitching yourself to these opportunities by providing value and things with things that you can do for free. Same thing I did here. Hey, Biggest Loser, with City TV, I did a Biggest Loser challenge. So all of these opportunities put me out there in front of people, right? When you get out there in front of people, those people will follow you, those people will interact with you, and you are going to be seen as the expert. Anybody can be seen as the expert. What the heck does that even mean to be the expert? When can you put expert next to your name? You can be seen as the expert if you decide, well, you gotta be really, really, you gotta be good, right? I can't take the whole, you gotta be good. You gotta have good stuff. But let's assume that you guys are all awesome, because you're probably being coached by Lori. Let's assume you guys are all amazing at what you do. You can be the go-to expert. You have to get yourself out there. So by getting myself out there, I would demand all these business opportunities. So now I had supplement companies coming to me wanting me to help them, you know, put my name on their products so that we could get into licensing and endorsements and that sort of stuff. Put my own fitness DVDs out, got them onto the shopping channel because I came to them with a backpack of, look at all the stuff that I'm doing. I'm working with the Pussycat Dolls. I'm working with the Maple Leafs. I'm working with the Toronto Pageant Girls. I'm working with City TV. Everyone is going to want to work with you. And when you have that, that's leverage. Leverage is awesome. You can go and get what you want. Then I got on the covers of some magazines, and now I have a whole bunch of, you know, boxing equipment and fitness equipment lines. So the doors of opportunity start to come your way. And you will always hear this, but I am absolutely 100%, I am telling you, if I can figure out how to become the most publicized expert in my country, in my industry, then so can you. Because I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And I'm going to show you guys what. All right, so I had no background in business. I have a kin background. No idea, marketing, PR degree, no financing, guys. Like, did this while I was in the hole. Did this in the negatives. I had no help. I had no secret ninja in my pocket who was helping me with the back end. None of that. I was on my own. And I had no badass network. Sometimes you think, okay, like, you see people that are really, you know, thriving out there, and you're like, oh, they must have all this help. They must have all this money. You don't. That's not necessarily always the case. Confession, I didn't even know what the heck PR stood for. So I built myself a multi-six-figure fitness brand, 200-plus media appearances, sponsorships, endorsements from the largest companies in my industry, licensing deals with my own product lines, most of all demand. Can we all agree that if we could figure out how to create demand for ourselves, we could figure out success? Demand leads to success. If people want to work with us, we have whatever it is that they want, right? It's just, how do we create that demand? How do we get everybody else other than our own friends and family double tapping our stuff? Where does it all start? I love this analogy. I go over it every single time. I look at my life, my professional life as an entrepreneur, like I am a basketball player. Nobody believes me, but I did play OBA for a few years. So I look at my life like it's a basketball, like I'm on the court. And I am going to probably assume that a lot of you guys are people who would be on the court with me. So I'm here, I show up to win. I want to play big. I don't show up to lose, I show up to win. And if you guys are here, I know you guys are showing up to win as well. But I damn well know that I need a coach who's on the sideline, or who I can run to, and he's got a clipboard. And that clipboard is going to strategize with me. He's going to call the plays. He's going to tell me what to do when I'm confused, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to execute. And I also know that there's going to be people on the court right next to me, right here, who freaking hate me. Like, they hate me. They're breathing crap down my ear. They hate me. I need a coach. I need teammates. I need people on the sidelines. Who are the people on your team? Who are the people? And if you do not have the people on your team, then you haven't done the work to set yourself up for success. I literally write down my teammates, my coach, my assistant coaches, and they change. They change. I used to freak out. I'm the only entrepreneur in my family. I have five step-siblings. I'm the only one. They don't get it. I would try to get help me run the back end, like send out my emails, edit my stuff, you know, help me. No, they have no interest. Zero. I realize that there's people in my life who love me, but they're sitting in the stands. They show up and they pay. They hold the biggest signs, but they're not on the court with me, and that's okay. So I didn't have those people on the court, so I had to go out there and recruit them. Lori is on the court with me. Lori will hold a clipboard and strategize with me. With my clients, I stand there and I hold, it's okay to ask for help. And you just need to know who is on your team. Does that help? So where do you start? The moment when you have so much shit to do that you decide to take a nap instead. Ah! I know. Okay. So take action. I want you to come up with three ideas. How many, did I say three? Come on, can you provide value for free to get your brand exposure? Come up with, let's say, three. I challenge you guys to come up with three ideas where you can get yourself your business. So if you have a business, you can go out there and get neighboring communities. I challenge you to get that done and let me know this weekend what you're going to go out there and do. Right? So I contacted the Teen Girls. I contacted the Maple Leafs. What can you do in your business as a service provider? Even if you don't know what the heck it is that you want to do, you still have something that you can do for free where you can provide value. I want you guys to let me know what your three ideas are where you're going to go out and you are going to start creating some hype around your personal brand. Corporate presentations, challenges, including media, okay? Media. Go out there. Hey, Rogers TV, I'm an expert. What about this idea? Sports clubs, organizations, social service organizations such as Yellow Brick House, schools, universities, ELS schools, colleges, social clubs, local studios and facilities. Team. There's people here who you can team up with where you guys can leverage each other's following, each other's customers, and you can come up with ideas and make things happen to grab some traction for your brand. Send five pitches tonight. I said five. I said three. God, five. Can we change that? Five pitches tonight. Find me tomorrow. Letting me know to do so. So I'm going to give you guys a template that you guys can send out to. It's on the end. It's on your workbooks as well. The strategy is in the system. Okay, so the six steps that we're going to go over right now, who's ready? You guys are going to have your, if you don't already have your perfect packages packaged up, you cannot clearly articulate who you are, what you do, why people should follow you, and why people should buy for you, then you're going to do that tonight. Then, once that step is finished, the next step is we're going to get you the heck out there. We're going to get you exposure. We're going to create some massive demand in six steps. We're going to create the business plan, find your platforms. You're going to be the expert. You're going to find the context. You're going to get your content out there. You're shamelessly promoting yourself. No problem. Okay? Go. I'm just kidding. I'm going to show you guys how. I want you guys to schedule. We can, how do I, what's the movement for back? I'm going to email you guys all this stuff, so you don't have to scramble and write this stuff down. I want you guys to take away the takeaways. Does that make no sense? I want you guys to take away action points. There's already been action points here. Lori gave you action points, right? You're going to write your value proposition. I gave you action points. You're going to come up with ideas. We're keep throwing action points at you. Don't miss them. Get them done ASAP. I want you guys, another action point. You see the big action thing here is another action point. Schedule aside to, am I yelling? Holy, am I loud? I'm okay? Wow. Whew. As long as I'm not angry, I don't mind if you guys, like, whatever you guys think about me, all whatever, that's my brand, by the way. If you guys are sitting there, you're like, you know, are they real? My eyelashes. That's part of my brand, and I don't want my brand to be angry. Another thing, I want you guys to put aside 2 hours. Did everybody miss that? Is that what you're laughing at? I want you guys to put aside 2 hours every single week. I want to stop yelling. I'm okay? I want to put you guys to put aside 2 hours every single week to do your own marketing, your own PR. There's no way you are going to get yourselves out there. There's no way you are going to start creating a following, getting exposure, creating any attention if you're not spending time on doing your own PR and marketing. Mine's on Sunday. I like Sundays. That's when I do my own stuff. That's when I send my own pitches. That's when I make my own connections. This has to be consistent time. If you were hired for a job tomorrow, you would have regular meetings and stuff that you would have to do. You have to take this on as seriously. At least 2 hours. My clients do 4. Challenge yourself to 2. You're going to create the business plan. And I'm going to fly through this one because Lori talked a lot about this. So you want to think of yourself like you're an incorporation. Treat yourself accordingly. Recruit the people on your team who you need and be able to strategize what your marketing plan is. If you cannot clearly articulate why someone should follow you, let alone buy from you, then how do you expect this to work? So that's a great to-do before tonight, before bedtime. So this is, we went over this already. By the end of WBS 15, there's a brand strategy worksheet. So a lot of that worksheet and what Lori talked about really overlaps. And obviously you're going to see a lot of similarities with the things that we're recommending that you do because this stuff works. It's so good. Figure it out. Get it done. Complete the worksheet. And then you'll be able to clearly articulate. You should make that a mission. By the time I show up tomorrow, I want to be able to confidently, clearly articulate to anybody that I meet this head up. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is why I do it. These are the people that follow me. These are the pain points that they have, and this is how I provide solutions. Might sound a little strange, but I'm going to totally accept if that's how you deliver it to me. Because that'll be really cool. If you don't have the time to write down your goals and strategy, where are you going to find the time to accomplish them? Because I have done this work, I am confident about my success. I know exactly what it is that I want, because when I'm cloudy, and believe me, I get cloudy, I have thrown the towel moments like you would not believe. The first thing that I do is I stop everything. I might call Lori for a major bitch session. And when I get my stuff together, I strategize on those points. This is the first thing that I do. I have to go back exactly what she's talking about to my purpose. Find that clarity. Why am I doing what I am doing? Do I even know what I'm doing? I come back to this the same. So keep this workbook. Anytime you feel lost, anytime you feel like you don't know what the heck you're doing, come back to this workbook. Same stuff. I know when I want it by, and I know my strategies to get there. The beauty about this process, when you can map this out, so I see so many trainers and practitioners and business owners. I consult for multi-million dollar businesses. And there's so many times where I'm like, okay, well, you know, who are you talking to? What is it that your business is about? What solutions are you providing here? People cannot clearly articulate that, and it blows my mind. It blows my mind that we're trying to build a business, but we haven't done the work to build the foundation on what it is that we're doing. But when you decide to do this work, you can design it in ahead of time. I decided that little me personal trainer was going to be this highly publicized personal trainer because I said so. You can control what you are going to be known for. You can create demand in which you add value to your audience. You can demand attention and exposure. If your message is consistent, if you can figure out tonight how to package what it is that you're doing, and you are consistent at putting that messages out there across all your channels over and over and over again, things will start to work. But you guys don't trust yourself enough, or you haven't done the work, and you haven't allowed yourself to be shameless in that promotion. If you brand yourself correctly, you can start now. You will be light years ahead with buckets of exposure, and opportunities will start flooding your way, even if you have yet to package your products, programs, or websites. If you guys are thinking, okay, I have to wait to get out there, had this conversation this morning. You don't have to wait. You are already an expert. You already know stuff. You already have tips. You already have stuff that you can offer. You have to get that stuff out there so that you can start to build. Start to build your following. Start to create this hype around you. So when you finally do have stuff, and you press the button and you open up your product to the world, there's not crickets. There's people who've been following you for years or months or whatever it is that you're doing. Start to get your stuff out there now because you're good. Let's start with the facts. People want to work with experts, right? The perception is that experts are better, right? People want to work with trusted experts. You can build yourself up to be the trusted expert, but you have to kick and scream and get out there and do so. So you package your stuff, you create the attention, you shamelessly promote yourself, and you position yourself as the go-to business or go-to expert in your industry. People want to learn from the best. And the perception is that experts with clear brands are more knowledgeable than others who are working without a brand and may offer expertise in a chosen skill set. I want you to ask yourself, am I someone who has skills right now, sitting here, staring at me? Am I someone who has skills, or am I a brand? Am I someone who has skills? Am I a professional who has skills? You might be thinking, I want to be a professional with skills. Or are you thinking, I am a brand? Two very, very different things. And when you can give yourself permission and make a decision to be a brand, that is when shit starts to pop off. Okay? Step two, pick your platforms. Now you know exactly what it is you're doing. You know that you are a brand. The next thing is you want to pick your platforms. Very, very, very simple. I talk about this all the time. You have to strategically position yourself across all available platforms. And there are a ton of available platforms. And because you know exactly what it is that you're doing, people need your expert content. It is amazing. When you trickle your expertise strategically via the internet, media, print, and radio, you will naturally be seen as the authority and trusted expert. It's a strategic process which you have complete control over. Okay, no, wait, that was a joke. Okay, so I want you guys to pick 20 platforms. 20 platforms. We said media. We said, I'm getting a lot of faces like that's a lot. It's not a lot. This morning, there's a live magazine outside. That's a platform, right? Other people's blogs. You can guest blog in websites that you follow, TV stations. There's millions and millions of platforms out there. Which ones are yours? Create a list. Not an idea. Not it would be nice to one day go on breakfast television. I want you to actually write them down. This TV station, this is the network, this magazine. I want you to pick your platforms. Challenge you guys to show up with your list of platforms and show me, and that would be really awesome. That would be really awesome. So create a list of future partners. Who do you want to work with? I had Nike, Shoppers Drug Mart, all the supplement companies, Lori. I had a whole bunch of people, places, businesses on my hit list of companies that I want to work with. You're in business. Decide. Who do you want to work with? Potential sponsors, companies who you would like to endorse, influencers who share your audience. This is stuff that you should do within the 2 hours that I've proposed that you have during doing your marketing, your own PR. You are now getting yourself out there. This is your job. This is your business. Simple. Go to our friend Google. If you are in the lifestyle industry, you could Google list of lifestyle radio shows in Canada by circulation. Now it's going to give you a whole bunch of lifestyle radio shows in Canada by circulation. Hi. Top podcasts for weight loss. Find, you want to get into television stations, top television stations in Canada, lifestyle television stations. Anyone, write this list down. Next step. You want to be the expert. Too many people want to get out there. You want to post on social media. You want to be in the magazines. You want your business to thrive. You want to make money, but you're not being the expert. You have to be the expert. All you have to do all the time is provide solutions to the pain points you have identified in your branding plan and be really freaking good at it. So this foundation that Lori talked about and that I talked about, building this foundation, understanding what you do as an expert, as a service provider, all you have to do is be really clear on what your audience is feeling, like Lori said, and provide solutions all the time. That's all you have to do in your business. Every single day is provide solutions. And then things will just start to fall into place. Your audience. So what's the best method of communication for you guys? You just choose. These are not ideas or theories. You guys, I want you to choose. By the end of tonight, you guys should make a decision. What is my preferred method of communicating to my audience? Because I have solutions to problems that they have. How am I going to help them? Am I going to write? Do I like to write? Am I going to create videos? Am I going to blog? Am I going to start a podcast? What is my method of communicating to my audience so that I can position myself as the expert? What is my method? Within 5 days from today, I want you guys to create 5 pieces of content. This is aggressive, right? So during those 2 hours of marketing time that you have with your business, you are also going to create the solutions to the pain points that your audience has, and you're going to actually, I like videos. I can bang out videos, no problem. Get me to write, and I'm like, ugh. And my spelling sucks. People send me my emails back all the time. I'm like, I know. Actually, this PowerPoint had to be edited like a million times. Sorry. And you guys are probably still finding stuff. Relax. Only find 1 or 2 platforms. There's no need to go and do everything. Just do 1 or 2. Pick your 1 or 2 preferred methods of communicating and just get out there and put your expert content out there by providing solutions to pain points your audience has. Okay, here's what you guys have to do. So by Sunday night, you need strategy. You want to get your okay. That's your branding plan. So by Sunday night, you should be able to clearly articulate. You should have had the practice because all Saturday and all Sunday, you're going to walk up to people. Hi, I am so and so. This is what I do. So by Sunday night, you guys are killing it. So you can go out there Monday morning, and you can actually start to apply yourself because you now have done the spiel a million times, and you will get better and better and better the more that you do it. So challenge yourself to have that conversation a lot this weekend and have it sort of packaged by Sunday night. You're going to decide what your preferred method of getting your content out there is, right? So what do I want to write? Do I want to do videos? What do I want to do? 5 days, you're going to create those 5 pieces of content. Is everybody with me? Is everyone crystal clear on their to-dos? Yeah? Thank you. This is the clicker hand. This is the everybody with me hand, okay? Find your contacts. So now you have your platforms. You know exactly who's going to cover your expert content. Cover means you could provide, you could be the expert and you could provide content for them, or they could interview you. Somehow, you have to make a relationship with them because you want to get yourself out there. Why do we want to get ourselves out there? Because we want exposure. Why do we want exposure? Exposure creates demand, and demand equals money. So we want to get out there because when somebody Googles your name or your business, we want stuff to come up, right? Before I make a purchasing decision, I Google. If I meet you, I turn around and I Google you, right? That's the world we're living in. If it's like that today, can you only imagine what it's going to be like 5 years from now? People are buying aggressively online. You have to control your reputation online. So all you have to do is get your expert content out there. So when someone Googles you, stuff comes up that makes you the expert. People want to work with experts. And then cha-ching, in comes the business opportunities, the money, and whatever it is that you're looking for. Right? So you have to find your contacts. These are the decision makers of the people who you have identified on the platforms that you want to be working with. Oh, I'm like, why is everyone laughing? So it's not Facebook stalking, right? So I've become really good at this, right? I've given myself a quota. of how many people do I want to reach out to on a weekly basis. I was pitching myself before I even knew that I was pitching myself. I knew that I had to get out there. You guys have to get out there. You have to pitch yourself. You don't have to hire a publicist. You don't have to invest money in anything. You have to make human connections with other humans who need your expert content. Step one, you want to grab your platform. Step two, this is, I'm talking about an Excel spreadsheet here. Step two is you want to create a column titled contact. See, I give you guys the steps. Right? Step one, you want to create the platform. Step two is you want to have another column where your contacts are. Then you want to find their information, their contact information, their email, their phone number, their whatever, before you go ahead and email them. And I'm going to also show you what you're going to email them. So, how to find the contacts. You're looking for editors, publishers, business owners, blog owners, website owners, whatever, whoever could make the decision. So, back to the life. If I'm a lifestyle expert, I'm a lifestyle entrepreneur. I didn't want to go with the holistic nutrition because then I thought I would be too worried everybody would be scrambling it down. Whatever it is that you're doing. Guys, and don't worry. You might be thinking, oh, there's so many of us. We're all going to do the same steps. There's millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of places that need your content. So there will be enough for everybody. So you simply go into Google and you say, hey, Google, what are the top platforms? You've already found that in step one. Then you're going to say, okay, now I need to know who the decision maker is. Usually the publisher, the editor in chief. I found one example. This website gave me the 25 magazines in Toronto I should know about. And they need to know about me. Right? Right? Right. So I now go and I find the publisher and editor in chief. That's it. Then I don't get his email information there. So then I go into Google. And I Google Lush Magazine Editor-in-Chief, right? Google brings me his LinkedIn address. LinkedIn is very simple. LinkedIn is an incredible way to make connections with decision makers, right? If you are not, so just a quick tip on LinkedIn. Your LinkedIn profile should not be your resume. Your LinkedIn profile should promote whatever it is that you want in your business right now. So I really had to, and I had to take all that old stuff off my LinkedIn profile, like personal trainer here, did this, did that. I had to, my LinkedIn profile, if you want to look at it, it's actually like a sales pitch. Because I know that the marks of the world are going to be looking at my LinkedIn profile. Right, so just change up, if you're not on LinkedIn, at least have your profile set up with call to actions based on what it is that you want to do in your business right now. You want to add those contacts to your media list. I'm proposing you have at least 20. Is everybody following? Yeah? You want to get your expert content out there, right? So now, we are the expert. We're really, really freaking good. We know exactly who we are. We know exactly what it is that we want. We're going to go out there and get it. We have the ideas, and we're giving ourselves permission to shamelessly promote ourselves. We went online, and we found all the platforms. We came up with opportunities who are going to help us out. We know what organizations are in town. We know who we need to partner up with, and we're going to get out there, and we are going to just absolutely, you know, hit the pavement during those 2 hours a week. We're going to send emails to these platforms, and we found the contacts because we stalked them on Facebook, right? So we have their email address. Now we have to, huh? Did I do this? Maybe I was getting too excited. Woo! Okay. So then you have to get your content out there and you have to pitch your content. You have to pitch your amazing content to these people. They are then going to say, thank you so much. We need that content. That content's amazing. And they're going to put it on their website. They might invite you in for an interview if it's a TV station, or they will give you exposure. And that's where it all starts to snowball. So if it is important to have your expert content on your own blog, so your own hub, your own website, and then it's important to get it out there. So I use the one for me, one for you strategy when I'm pitching myself. One for me, one for you. So when someone Googles me, the first step that'll come up on Google is usually my platforms, right? My website ranks highest, I hope, when you Google my name. So other than if you're not getting up there on high-ranking websites, then you will start to see when someone's clicking through two or three pages, it's still going to be you. That's going to help you be perceived as the expert. Can you see that? If someone looks your name up, if someone's about to hire you, if someone's about to spend their money on you, right, and they put your name into Google and tons of stuff comes up, talking about exactly what it is that you are pitching to them, can you not see how they would hire you? Yeah? That's how I make my buying decision. So what I'm telling you guys to do is put your stuff up there. Pitch it to other people. Be the expert on your platform, your website, your Facebook, and then pitch it to other people's platforms because it will come up when they look you up. One for me, one for you. Decide which day of the week you are going to post on your platform and do it like it's your job. So this is just a matter of who blogs and is not consistent. Okay, pick a day of the week. Put your content out every single day of the week next. I'm going to show you guys what I mean by that. Plan ahead what it is that you're going to post, right? So do this if, you know, I do this on Sundays. I'm in content creation mode on my Sundays. I know how important it is for me to be the expert. If I am not the expert and if I'm not perceived to be the expert, people will not hire me. So I have to put my content out there like it's my job. So I schedule that time aside and I do my content. I put it out there and I tell people what I'm going to be putting out so I feel like a loser when I don't do it. So set up the expectation for yourself. Put time in your schedule to create it, and then schedule 15 minutes on social media to promote it. So this is my schedule, my planner. Only the blue stuff is stuff that I physically am. This looks really busy, right? And then the blue stuff, a lot of it is like boxing and yoga and UFC and all that stuff. But the green stuff is my content calendar. And when I'm not working on my content, I hide it so I don't have to look at a crazy schedule. It just gives me anxiety. I'm up here. So I write out ahead of time what it is that I'm going to be posting or writing about ahead of time. And I do this. I can get this done in one shot for the month. But if you tell me today to post today, I get really stressed out. Do this ahead of time. Set time aside in your schedule to be the expert. You have to get your expert content out there, just like you're setting time aside in your schedule to pitch that content during your marketing and PR time. And during that, and do the one for you, one for me. During the 2 hours marketing session, you're going to be making connections with your contacts. The goal is to get your content onto their platforms in front of their audience who you have identified as your ideal clientele. So, getting your content out there does two or maybe three things. We covered this. It establishes you as the authority. Once you start creating amazing content and you start pitching that amazing content to the platforms that you've decided because you have the contacts, it's going to establish you as the authority and the influencer. And I'm not talking about this is going to take you years to happen. I'm talking you could do this in a month. You could get 10 people to host your content in 1 month. Then when someone Googles you, your stuff shows up. And you are the expert. This is not impossible or rocket science. This is, if you have a business and you have a product, you can talk about your product, right? Someone Googles your product, all this stuff comes up. This is how you build authority and influence. It makes you more Googleable, and it gives you an ego boost if that's what turns you on. The formula for pitching one for you, one for me, to your desired platforms and partners, ask yourself what do they need and provide it in a way that is simple and requires a simple yes or no answer. Here is an email pitch. I'm going to fly through this piece because I'm going to send you guys this pitch. Super Bowl, Sunday, right? I literally sent out maybe 20 pitches because I just wanted to catch up on some stuff. Hey, Tyler, hope this note finds you well. I was just spending some time on my pre-Super Bowl Sunday and doing some surfing online, and I came across boxpromag.com. I wanted to reach out and see if there was opportunities to provide some value to your audience and readers. I am a media and branding coach to wellness entrepreneurs, and I've worked with quite a few CrossFit athletes and box owners. Would you like a guest blog around the topic of getting free exposure as a CrossFit athlete or box owner? Let me know if an article like this would be of interest to you. Looking forward to connecting. So simple. One, I banged out 20 of those before I watched the Super Bowl. Right? After that, from that effort in like maybe an hour, I've probably submitted, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 guest blogs, right? It makes me more Googleable. Shamelessly promote yourself. Guys, so for those of you who were here last year, the one thing that everyone talked to me about the most, the one tip, okay, I'm here giving you guys tips and thinking you guys are acting like giving you guys good stuff, right? Branding, exposure, media, making money, good stuff. And the one thing that I got the most feedback on was that who remembers my selfie tip? Really? How to take a selfie, the angle? So when you take a picture, and I would love a picture with every single one of you, because I'm not mean, I'm not angry, I'd love a picture with every single one of you. You take it from the angle. So you hold your phone up high, right? There's nothing worse than someone coming to you and taking a picture like this. Because then you're like, no, man, it's all right. You got to come up and you got to angle it this way. That's the beauty. So please come, say hello. My social media handle is at Steph Joanne. The free download is Stephanie. Let's go to the next slide and give you guys a free download. Next one. Sorry, we went over a lot of this stuff. I don't know. I've been cut for time. Let's go next stuff. Sorry, guys. Can I have 2 seconds? I got the time wave. Lori? I can't see you, sorry. When it comes to promoting yourself on social media, this is just a quick tip I want you guys to know. Three things on social media, right? There's three different types of posts you want to do. Don't just always promote yourself or your business. You want to be personal. Sorry, I can't see you guys. It's dark. 5 minutes. Okay. So when it comes to promoting yourself on social media, I want you guys to do three things. Okay? 1/3 of the time, personal posts. Hey, this is me. This is my life. This is my girlfriend. This is my boyfriend. This is my dog. This is why I'm so cool. 1/3 of the time, I am so awesome. I am the shit. Look at my client. Look at the results. Look at the things that I'm doing. And then 1/3 of the time, call to action. Give them something to do. So when you see my Instagram, 1/3 is just complete jokes. 1/3 is giving me credibility. So people are like, okay, maybe this girl's legit. And then 1/3 of the time, I'm inviting people to do something. Because I'm giving people a reason to follow. Because the second part, I'm providing solutions to pain points. I'm being the expert. But the first part, some people want to follow me just because they like me, because they like my shenanigans, whatever it is that I'm up to. People want to follow and buy from people that they like. So be yourself. Be a brand. But everything I do is a part of my brand, right? So just I follow the 1/3 rule. It's been working really well for me. People don't like if you're always promoting too much. But you're also trying to run a business. You're also trying to make money. Let's recap. You create the business plan for your brand, right? That's tonight. You figure out exactly what it is that you're doing, even if you are not ready to put your website up, even if you're not ready to get your products out there. You figure it out. What solutions am I providing? To who am I providing? And why do they follow me? Why do they like me? Even how are they how are they perceiving me? What type of a communicator am I? All that stuff. Am I angry? Am I mean? Am I nice? All that stuff. There will be a following for you when you can decide and allow yourself to be however it is that you want to be. Figure out who is going to talk about you. Find those platforms. Find those contacts. Create that time in your schedule to pitch yourself consistently. Consistently, consistently, consistently. Get your stuff out there. Because I promise you, nobody else is. That is what's mind-blowing. Experts, professionals, businesses are not getting their content out there. So it may as well be you. It may as well be you hustling your way through to let everybody know that you've got content that they need. And people and businesses will start to take notice. It'll be mind-blowing. When I started doing this and I started putting my content out there and people wanted to sponsor me and pay me to be me, it blew my mind. And then I would look around and I'd be like, well, you know what? No one else is doing it. May as well be me. I'll take that. If you follow the strategy consistently, you will build your expert brand, which is in demand, and your exposure will begin to snowball. Once people see that you are consistently providing expertise in a strategic way, you will get noticed. The more exposure you get, the more exposure will come. People, businesses, and brands will seek you out and contact you and pay you. Consistently be the expert, guys. You want to change the mindset. You don't just have skills. You're not someone who's sitting here who went to school or is going through school right now who has adopted a bunch of skills. You are a trusted expert. You have to think of yourself as a trusted expert. You don't have a job. What you are doing as an entrepreneur, it's not a job. You are a brand. F getting by, right? Right? We don't want to get by. We want to create massive exposure with massive income and demand. So I'm going to hook you guys up with some free gifts to help you guys out and help you guys apply and implement. And guys, just a massive takeaway for this weekend. I want you guys to be in action mode. Be in massive action mode. Take action. right? You already have at least 5 takeaways between Lori and myself of things that you can apply tonight before you pass out to show up tomorrow morning and have clarity, right? So take us on and get this stuff done because it really, really is life-changing. When I made a decision to stop playing small and I said, I want to make this happen. I want to kick and scream until everybody knows who I am and I want to build a business for myself and I want to demand attention. I want to demand attention. I want to demand exposure and demand what I am worth. That is when things start to take off. So the cool thing is we're going to give you all the steps. We have all the steps. So just you have to be an action taker. So the website is www.stephaniejoanne.com/WBS15. And guys, please keep the hashtag rolling. I am a social media junkie. I will lie there all night in bed, squinting, looking through all the tweets and all the Instagram posts. So the hashtag for this event is #WBS15. Please, please use it. Let's network. Let's keep each other motivated. I love coming to these events because it's time where I get my blip, right? As entrepreneurs, with people with ideas, we're passionate, but it's very difficult when you're not motivated. Oh, it's difficult. So you have to put these environments, you have to have coffees with the people on your team, on the basketball court. You have to meet them, you have to have coffees, you have to have lunches, you have to know who's going to give you that little blip. And coming to events like this, hanging out with people like you, gives me a blip. So I strategically put blips into my life. Does everyone know what I'm talking about? Where you get that motivation because you can't just cruise down here. So take full advantage, right? Take full advantage and meet as many people as possible, including myself, so that you can get those blips in your life all the time because that's what's going to help you really, really explode your business. Guys, thank you so, 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 so much.